This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Any credible forces should be released, says President Donald Trump, but he says, I don't want the support anymore of those that are going for the Epstein situation. The furious Trump shreds his own fans as bad people for buying into the Epstein BS, he says. Well, today on Viewpoint, we're going to delve into it a little bit more, friends, and it's a little surprising because we don't do this kind of thing on Viewpoint very often. In fact, hardly ever over the past 30 years have we done two consecutive programs, unless it was a re-air, two consecutive programs on the same issue. We try to change it up. We try to keep it fresh. Well, today is going to be fresh, all right, but it's going to be focused even the more so than our previous two programs concerning this issue. It is critically important. Now, some say, well, how could it possibly be important? For instance, one says there are more important things in life than the Epstein files. Well, he's right. There are more important things than the Epstein files. The problem is that the Epstein files is an issue that underlays so many other very important things. And those other important things are being put at risk because we're failing to deal with the underlying issue that is troubling the nation and those who have supported our president. This is not a matter of not supporting the president. It's a matter of supporting the president to help him to see that his viewpoint isn't the only one that matters. And his viewpoint is all about pragmatism. It's all about getting things done, and there's nothing wrong with that in and of itself. But when getting things done supersedes getting things done right and dealing with issues that are darkening the corners of administration and threatening perhaps, not necessarily, but threatening perhaps, to undermine the very integrity of his office and his administration, you better believe we need to deal with it, and Mr. Trump needs to humble himself and listen. That's my opening statement. And I welcome you to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. It's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms, and apparently members of the Republican House are seeing it that way. Now they say, let's see the files. Members now are supporting, Republican members are now supporting an Epstein resolution despite the Trump smackdown. Despite their president's ongoing criticism of those demanding his Justice Department release more information about the Jeffrey Epstein case, Wednesday calling them bad people who's bought into this BS, hook, line, and sinker, some Republican members of the House have signed on to a discharge petition demanding release of the files related to the late disgraced sex offender. The petition was sponsored by Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky and Representative Ro Khanna, a Democrat. It's a procedure tool that bypasses House leadership. In 7 days, we can start collecting signatures, explained Massie. At 218 signatures, the House must vote on our bill requiring a full release of the Epstein files. Massie says we all deserve to know what's in the Epstein files, who's implicated, and how deep this corruption goes. Americans were promised justice and transparency. The Epstein Files Transparency Act would require the Department of Justice to declassify and release all Epstein-related documents, including investigative records, communications, flight logs, visitor lists, sealed agreements, and any information involving known or suspected co-conspirators. This is a very powerful statement, friends, that has just come out. And there's a reason for it, because everything that Donald Trump and his administration has stood for is at risk. Now, you may not think it's at risk. You might not think it should be at risk. But I'm going to explain to you today why it's at risk and why it should be at risk from God's viewpoint, not from a politician's viewpoint, not from a president's viewpoint, not from a pope's viewpoint, but from God's viewpoint. Yes, there are more important things in life than the Epstein files. Absolutely. But God desires truth in the inward parts, as we've talked about twice now on this program concerning this issue. God desires truth in the inward parts. And if Mr. Trump's administration, as he says and has maintained, is to reveal maximum transparency, in other words, not hold anything back, but keep everything above board so that the American people no longer have to live in suspicion as they have during the Obama administration, during the Biden administration, no longer have to live in suspicion about all kinds of spurious things that are stirred up behind the scenes. Let's let it all hang out. Let's get it out in the open so that we can remove all of those things. And if there is, if there's corruption, if there are things there that would make a difference, might affect people around the world, get it out. Let's get it out there so that we can deal with it openly and transparently. So this argument that there are more important things in life than the Epstein files, when it's true, it's not more important because in the sense that the Epstein files represent something that's foundational to all the other things that have to be done, and that is the issue of trust. When trust is gone, everything is gone. You have no more government. Then government has to enforce, has to force you. There's no more reasonable compliance because you don't trust. That's why this is an issue. And it's a very, very big issue, especially now that so much has been accomplished by Mr. Trump. So much has been accomplished by him. And yes, we give him credit and we're grateful. But if Mr. Trump believes, and he still is Mr. Trump, yes, he's President Trump, but he's Mr. Trump in the face of God. If he believes that his life was spared in Butler, Pennsylvania, for the purpose of doing God's will and work for this country and the world, then he's going to have to humble himself and come to grips with this issue and stop claiming that his pragmatic efforts supersede righteousness. Righteousness alone exalts a nation, but sin is a blight, a curse upon our country. And we're going to see how, even in the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, how they are required by the Torah, the Word of God, the first five books of the law, required to conduct themselves in a specific way before they go to war. Why would that be? To eliminate, insofar as humanly possible, all offense against God, so that you have God's entire blessing for the purpose for which you are engaging in war. Friends, we're in war. This is a war for the trust of our country. It's a war to get things done, to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Ultimately, things are being set up. We dare not overlook this one thing that so many think is just a bunch of nonsense. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination. So what happened in just one generation? Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Conservative Republicans in Congress are breaking with President Donald Trump's handling of the Epstein case. The latest development is that even Speaker Mike Johnson said he supports the release of the files related to the case, one of the few instances in which he has put distance between himself and Mr. Trump. He said, "I'm for transparency. It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide." He said Attorney General Pam Bondi needs to come forward and explain her past comments that she had a client list related to Epstein sitting right on her desk. He said, I like Pam. I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ focusing on the major priorities, he said. So I'm anxious to get this behind us. Now, before we go further, I want you to listen to a short interview that was done with Piers Morgan back on February 27th, 2025, with President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Elena Hama. We had made an effort the other day to try to bring this to you, and for some reason our equipment had been, well, whatever it is, weren't able to get it to you. But I'm going to provide it to you now, and I want you to listen very, very carefully, and when you do, you will understand the more so why this might be important.
Steam files, we're told, are to be imminently unleashed, and already we saw the Attorney General Pam Bondi say that it's the scale of what happened is far worse than anyone realized. Well over 200, maybe 250 victims, and that we're going to get information either later today or tomorrow from these files. What can you tell me about that?
I believe it will be today. I was just with, I saw Pam and Cash in the White House just before coming on your show. And I can tell you that I haven't been privy to it yet, but I know it is coming out. They will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony, and was prosecuted the right way. I don't preemptively attack. That's just not the way I operate. But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs, we have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
And we know that only one person so far has actually gone to prison over that whole scandal. It was Ghislaine Maxwell, the former lover of Jeffrey Epstein. No man so far has actually been put in prison as a result of what happened. Do you think by releasing information from these files, we are likely to see criminal actions being taken?
Absolutely.
Really?
I think it would be negligent for us not to.
There you go. What do you think? That is President Donald Trump's personal attorney. Not currently, but has been for years. She's the one that has been beside him in all of these other court cases where he has been sued and had to appear. You've seen her over and over and over again. Elena Hamami. She's very, very smart. A good lawyer. And she was present there when these conversations took place, I believe, with Pam Bondi. And she's just translating what she heard. So what do you think? Can you see now why there's more substance here, or at least it appears to be far more substance than anyone, including our current president, wants to let on? And since Ghislaine Maxwell was mentioned, the only one who has been prosecuted, why then has the Department of Justice, led by Pam Bondi, now filed a document with the Supreme Court to turn away Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal from her conviction? so that she could now come clean and testify concerning what happened and what went on there with Mr. Epstein. She's currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for so-called conspiring with and aiding Epstein in his sexual abuse of underage girls. And I'm not contending that she didn't do that. She's 63 years of age, and she has urged the court earlier this to review her case, arguing that an unusual co-conspirators clause in Epstein's 2007 non-prosecution agreement with federal prosecutors in Florida barred her subsequent prosecution in New York. A district court and a federal court of appeals previously rejected the argument, and yesterday the Department of Justice, led by Pam Bondi, urged the high court to do the same. In other words, don't listen to her. Why? And, as one attorney said, if the United States of America entered into a binding document not to follow through with any so-called co-conspirators in a legal proceeding, then how is it that we let this one get by in New York? So that Ghislaine Maxwell was prosecuted notwithstanding the agreement not to prosecute. Despite the existence of the non-prosecution agreement promising in plain language the United States would not prosecute any co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein, the United States, in fact, prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell as a co-conspirator. Something's wrong, friends. There is a reason behind all of this. If there is not a reason, then they should just completely come clean. But if they don't, you know there has to be a reason. This is not BS, as Mr. Trump tried to say today, even to those who support him. His major following, he said, I don't want your support anymore. I'm looking at it right now. I don't want their support anymore. Furious Trump shreds his own fans as bad people for buying into Epstein BS. What do you make of this? We got a problem. We have a big problem. We have a moral problem. We have a truth problem. And we have a trust problem. So, Mr. Trump has responded. Yesterday, he said, the Justice Department should release all credible information from its probe into notorious sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein as sought to douse a firestorm of criticism from critics and even some of his supporters in handling the case. Well, here's the problem. When he used the word credible evidence, he completely undid his statement. Who's going to define what's credible? Him? Pam Bondi, who doesn't want to release anything? Cash Patel? Don Bagina? Who's going to define what's credible? You see, they're already saying it's not credible, so therefore his statement was meaningless. In fact, it was deceptive. Release any credible Epstein files. They're all credible now. They all have to be deemed credible in order to bring this matter to the front. There's so much smokescreen going on here. Then Alan Dershowitz comes out. He was prosecuted, or they tried to rope him into Epstein back in 2008. Then he said, I know the names of all these people, but I just can't release them because the court won't let me. Now he says today, there never has been an Epstein client list. Never been a black book or anything of any people who may have had improper sex with any young women. That's what he said on Wake Up America today. So, which is true? He said none of those people are current public officials or elected officials or current prominent people. Some are dead, some are retired, and there are no smoking guns. Who is he to decide? Is he going to be the judge and jury? No, there's something. These people don't get it. They think they can argue and obfuscate their way out of dealing with the issue. You can't do that. The more you do that, the worse it gets, because you're hiding and hiding and hiding and hiding, and therefore you give more and more grounds for people to disbelieve what you're saying. That's how life works, isn't it? So, that's where we are. This is a very, very serious issue. And why is it that Pam Bondi now has abruptly fired the Justice Department's top ethics chief with just a four-sentence letter? She fired the ethics director at the Department of Justice in a four-sentence letter, marking the latest departure from the agency during a mass exodus of career prosecutors under Donald Trump's administration. Why did she do that? This is all looking, it's not looking very good. Now, it's possible that that has absolutely nothing to do with any issue or even corollary with regard to the Epstein matter. But when it happens at the same time, something is not right in Denmark, as they say, or used to say. Then, an investigative reporter on Epstein files, things they don't want you to see. Well, what is it they don't want you to see? Julie K. Brown, a reporter who has covered the Jeffrey Epstein case extensively, said on Monday there are things in the Epstein files, quote, they don't want the public to see, unquote. Who is they? Well, obviously, it's those who are attempting to corral and keep this under wraps and shut it down without any more conversation, which is exactly what Donald Trump is trying to do. And then make fun of anybody who thinks there's something important here that needs to be dealt with. Yesterday, we dealt with the issue of why Mr. Trump feels that way. It's not hard to understand, and I understand it. Mr. Trump is a doer. He is a pragmatist. In other words, he believes in getting things done, and that when you get things done, that's the most important thing, and therefore anything else is extraneous, and if it gets in the way, don't let it get in the way, because you're here to get things done. I mean, who can disagree with that in general? No, he was hired, he was elected to get things done, and he's been doing that. And that's wonderful. But now he's undermining the very authority through the people that elected him. He's undermining that by mocking them concerning their concern over these issues that are fracturing their trust in Mr. Trump and his administration. His trust is fractured, my friends. This is like a 6 point or 7 point on the Richter scale earthquake under the Trump administration right now. And if they don't get a hold of it quickly, it's going to metastasize and get much worse. Who knows where it will go from here? If you think I'm coming across passionately, I am. Because this is not something to be toyed with. This is not something to play games with. This is not something to say, oh, well, I just agreed. I'll trust our president. So no, trust has to be earned. Trust is a very delicate thing, my friend. If your spouse, you discover, is out fraternizing with some woman or some man, whether or not they had sex, your trust has been touched. And now it's got to be restored. Trust is very fragile. And that's what's at stake here. Trust. We'll be right back. What don't they want you to see?
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries.
on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
The Epstein scandal. Well, is it a scandal? Yes, it's been a scandal for many, many years, since 2008, certainly, and before. Many people caught up in it, as our president's attorney, Alina Habib, said, there are hundreds of people. They've been caught up in it. Alan Dershowitz said there are no people in current office today who are involved with that. Some people are dead. There's nothing there. Don't have to worry about that. I don't agree with that. Some people may be dead. Other people may stay be living. And we don't even know who they are. We don't know whether they're heads of state around the world. We don't know whether the presidents and heads of some of the major corporations in the world that determine, like Gates, Bill Gates, he's one of them. He's one of them. Who knows but what this is involved in, why his wife divorced him. We don't know. Something happened. Something broke the trust between Bill Gates and his wife. And his name is up there with the Epstein files. And how about bribery? And how about holding things over people's heads, even Donald Trump's head, or even Benjamin Netanyahu's head, or somebody else's head in there? That could determine the direction of the world and our country. This is not a game, my friends. This is real. And we don't yet know. And there are those who don't want us to know something. Alan Dershowitz says so many things are being suppressed, and they're being suppressed by two judges in Manhattan. And they're doing it largely to protect the alleged accusers who are, in the view of the judges, victims, even though we don't know what their actual status is. So, on the one hand, Alan Dershowitz says there are no client lists after he said that there were, or at least intimated that there were. And now he says there's nothing to it. But he can't say there's nothing to it because he just said he doesn't know. So people are talking out of both sides of their mouth, and they're trying to quiet things, but you cannot do that. Nature abhors a vacuum. That vacuum will be filled. The vacuum of truth and trust will be filled by filling in the lines, the gaps, with speculation, reasoning, concerns, breach of trust. All of the above. The investigator, Julie K. Brown, was interviewed. She said, there are things they don't want you to see. Nobody really knows for sure, but there's apparently some things in there that they really don't want the public to see, she said. And that's the only conclusion you can reach by this, because there are so many other avenues that they could have taken rather than to just shut the whole thing off. And that's where the truth lies. There's only one conclusion you can reach by this, because there's so many other things they could have done but refused to do so. There is some kind of disconnect, apparently, between what's really going on here and the fact that there's probably a lot of things in there that they don't want you to see, said Brown. We've never seen Epstein's autopsy. hired by the Epstein family doesn't even believe he hung himself. We know that there were cameras that weren't working. We know that he allegedly tried to do something to himself before, Brown said. Yet all these records disappeared. He was supposedly on suicide watch. He was supposed to have a cellmate. We know that they took out a cellmate just hours before he supposedly committed suicide. There are just way too many questions, she said. I've seen so many things that don't add up from the very beginning. It's not a conspiracy to be skeptical when you find that the government really isn't releasing everything or they're keeping some things secret. Friends, that is not a conspiracy theory. They want to use that as a label to dismiss everything you say or think as unreasonable. They're the ones that are unreasonable. Now, before we go further, I'm going to make an interesting turn here. As many of you know who have been listening to this program long, and I'm not talking about long today, I'm talking about over the years, you know that we don't just let things sit there in the way most people look at it. This program is not about a most people program. This is about looking at the issues of our time from God's eternal perspective, not from the perspective of a conservative politician or a liberal politician or even a pastor or the Pope or some other person. It's from God's eternal perspective. You say, well, who qualify you to speak as God's eternal perspective? Well, I'm just sharing what the word says, and you can determine whether it's true or not. And what we do in the next few minutes for the balance of the program is going to help you, I hope, understand why this issue is far more serious than you might think from God's viewpoint, not from a politician's viewpoint. Not from the Republican Party's viewpoint. At this moment, the Republican Party is a non-issue with regard to this matter. What's at issue is trust. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, that's what's at issue. Now, before we go further, I'm going to make a special offer to you. This is the first time this offer has been made. And it's going to be open. It's going to be an open offer from now through the end of August. It's called the Summer 25 Coupon. The Summer 25, that's numeral 25, coupon. Be on our website. And here's what it means for you. For every $50 purchase of books that I have authored, not other books, just the books that I have authored, which are 11 there on the website. For every $50 purchase, you will receive $5 off per item. Per item. And that's on top of the discounted prices already. It's a tremendous deal. So we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to help get the message out, to help you be an ambassador to help get these various messages out. And it has to do, I mean, there's so many books. You know, many of you have them, Hearts of the Fathers, When Persecution Comes, that's the latest one, King of the Mountain, Seduction of the Saints, Messiah, Out of Egypt, The Secret of the Lord, Antichrist, all of those are included here. It's called the Summer 25 Coupon. And here it is again. For every $50 purchase, aggregate, however you want to aggregate together, by the way, it also includes Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success, all of those books, you can gather them together as you wish, as long as it's a total of $50 at the current listing price on the website, saveus.org. And then you will receive $5 off per item. We've never done anything like this before, ever. But we're doing it now. We want to get the message out. and want to help you to become a disseminator of the message. So Summer 25, Summer numeral 25, that's the coupon, active on our website, saveus.org. All right, now moving from there, I have a question for you. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Google. Does the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, have a specific sexual purity policy that guides or governs the participation of their soldiers in time of war? You say, well, what possibly could that have to do with the Epstein matter? Oh, it has everything to do with it. So Google responds and says, in essence, this is AI, okay? AI, Google uses AI now to answer these kinds of questions, and here's the bottom line. In essence, while not framed as a sexual purity policy, the IDF has rules designed to maintain discipline, professionalism, and a safe environment for all service members while also considering religious observances. Now, you dare not leave out that last part, because that's where we're going to go. Did you know that the Torah makes it a point to warn soldiers to keep away from all immoral doing? Did you know that? The Torah, the first five books of the Bible, warn soldiers to keep away from all immoral wrongdoing. Now, why would that be? You see, we need to ask the why question. It's not what. I gave you the what. The question is why. Why would God require that in his word? Why? The answer is very simple. God is looking for purity among his people. He is not going to allow those acting in his name or under his authority to conduct themselves in immoral ways or without the trust of the people and their God. So Israeli society views the IDF as a moral army. So the discussion of atrocities evokes emotional resistance. And that's understandable. We're not talking about all the different reasons that justify war or not war. We're talking about what happens, God's perspective, when Israel goes to war. How about Donald Trump's going to war to rectify the things in America that have been so wrong, ungodly, immoral, and then to pull the rug right out from under through lack of trust on another moral issue?
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Today we're taking a look at the further developments in the Epstein matter that are so significant for the future of our country and for the upstanding or continuing to stand with any degree of respect and honor the Trump administration, because they have mocked and done everything possible now to foreclose the ability of the American people that were promised complete transparency to deal with it. They say, we're not going to do that. Mr. Trump mocked his followers today, said, I don't even want you anymore. You're just dealing with a bunch of BS. That's what he said. So, a politician doesn't do that. There's a lot of pride involved in that statement. Huge pride. Because he believes that because he's done such a great job, he says, I've done more in 6 months than most have done in 100 years. He's probably right. So don't undo it now by failing to deal with something that's fundamentally important, which is the trust issue. You lose trust, you lose everything. Then a government that loses trust has to compel, force its way through force or threat of force to accomplish its agenda. And that ain't going to go well in America. This is a big deal. And in this section, we're going to talk briefly about what the Israeli Defense Force is required to do per the Torah concerning its standards for moral living in time of war. Why? Because God, they want God to support their cause. They want God's hand to be in there with them to protect, to preserve, and to strengthen, and to help them be successful. But if we reject truth, if we reject truth in the inner parts, which is what the Trump administration is doing right now, rejecting truth and even access to truth, and then mocking those who seek it, even though it was promised, you have a massive fracture, even in the Republican Party. People don't know what to do. They're very concerned. The whole future, political future of the country is at stake, even the world. You say, I think you're just protesting too much. No, you have no idea how big the trust issue is. It's everything. It's everything. Without trust, you have no government that you can believe in. Certainly not a republic, a democratic republic. It requires trust. And trust has been so fractured over the past 15, 20 years in this country. So terribly fractured that the American people don't trust. And when Trump came along, there was a surge of trust. And he says, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, and then doesn't happen. So again, if you missed the interview with Piers Morgan and Alina Habab, we're going to play it again right now before we go into the final statements concerning what the Torah has to say about Israel going into war and why that's significant for Mr. Trump.
Jeffrey Epstein files, we're told, are to be imminently unleashed. And already we saw the Attorney General Pam Bondi say that it's the scale of what happened is far worse than anyone realized. Well over 200, maybe 250 victims. And that we're going to get information either later today or tomorrow from these files. What can you tell me about that?
I believe it will be today. I was just with, I saw Pam and Cash in the White House just before coming on your show. And I can tell you that I haven't been privy to it yet, but I know it is coming out. They will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony, and was prosecuted the right way. I don't preemptively attack. That's just not the way I operate. But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home.
In other words, trust.
I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
And we know that only one person so far has actually gone to prison over that whole scandal. It was Ghislaine Maxwell, the former lover of Jeffrey Epstein. No man so far has actually been put in prison as a result of what happened. Do you think by releasing information from these files, we are likely to see criminal actions being taken?
Absolutely.
Really?
I think it would be negligent for us not to. You have to hold individuals who are indeed rapists accountable. We have to have them tried, in my opinion. And I do believe in that. You know, nobody should be just dismissed. You have to have your time in court and your case will be heard. But to hide lists, to protect political friends, all of that, we don't have time for that.
There you go. I don't know how much clearer it can get. Now, you have to rely upon what she's saying, and what she's saying, she believes. Why does she believe it? Well, she was in the presence of Pam Bondi, the attorney general. She was in the presence of Cash Patel, the head of the FBI. She had just come from them. And that's what they believed. But now they say they don't believe that anymore. Why? Can you see the problem? Massive fracture of trust. But underlying it all is a moral issue. It's the moral issue of whether or not this country represents purity before God in the inner parts of our life. Now, nobody's absolutely pure. The country's full of sin, including the church. But God is not obligated to bless a people or a country or an administration that refuses to come clean before him. And that includes Israel. He actually allowed foreign armies to destroy Israel, to take them captive and so on. Why? Because they were not pure before him. Now, here is why there's no absolute IDF sexual purity policy in the traditional sense. The Torah is the policy. And here it is. I have in front of me a 31-page printout giving the Israeli Defense Forces and the Torah relationship. Let me share some thoughts with you. There is a section in the Torah that deals with Israel's military camp, which must be holy and pure. The Torah demands that a military camp in Israel must be free of every evil thing. That is, from all the sins mentioned in the Torah, which includes idolatry, incest, murder, and so on. Must be careful not to commit sins through speech, including cursing God. More specifically, the Torah demands that Jewish soldiers must be cautious concerning issues of modesty. Soldiers must even be careful not to think impure thoughts, as the Torah states, lest he come to pollute himself with a nocturnal emission at night. All of this is in the Torah, friends. Therefore, says the Torah, your camp shall be holy, that he sees no unclean thing in you and turn away from you. The intention is to caution one from engaging in sexual fantasies, not to mention forbidden acts. We're talking about the living God. A number of reasons have been mentioned concerning this special commandment, and all of them are words of the living God, says this document. The Torah itself explains, for the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp. The soldiers of Israel, the cherished sons of the Holy One, blessed be he, and his divine presence, the Shekinah, watches over them in order to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. So the military camp of Israel has a holiness similar to that of the sanctuary. And therefore, soldiers must keep themselves in a sanctity state, just like the priests who serve in the temple. If there's sexual wrongdoing in the nation, in the military camp, how about in the Trump camp, or in what they're trying to protect that has haunted this nation, God removes his divine presence from amongst us. Heaven forbid. Soldiers are in greater need of divine assistance, for Satan brings accusations against sinners in times of danger, and therefore soldiers must be especially cautious in these matters. And by analogy, by implication, so must Donald Trump. He said the other day, I am protecting religious freedom in this country like nobody else. Well, how about truth? Truth is at the very heart of trust, and trust is at the very heart of what God demands of us. If we're not willing to act in a trustworthy manner in our government and before we the people, we've got problems. God is not committed to honor such an administration, no matter how much wonderful things may have been done to date. We are at great risk. Mr. Trump is putting us at great risk, and he doesn't realize it. That's the problem. He doesn't realize it because his pride is in the way. And I understand why that would be, because he's accomplished so much, and he's on the roll, you know. It's not a matter of putting our president down. He's a man. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I do. He's a man. He has a role. He has even a divine role, not as a king, but as a ruler, as a president. And therefore, he not only is sworn under the Constitution, but before God himself and the American people. When a man is with his family, he restrains himself more from illicit sexual matters. When he goes to the army, all the conventional fences are shattered, and the likeness of transgression and licentiousness grows. We all know about that from stories. Now we're seeing this happen in our own government right now to protect sin and those who have been participants in it for whatever reason. Why? We've got to come to grips with it, friends. Pray for our president. Pray for Pam Bondi. Pray for a revelation of the Holy Spirit to come clean, a humility to come upon our administration, that we don't all fall under the plague that could well come because of our hiding from the truth. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries. I hope you'll do it today. Don't forget the summer coupon, Summer 25, right there on the website. What a tremendous bargain that will be. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.